There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Literary Moment, Milestones in Literary History.
Percy Bysshe Shelley sounds like something Sean Connery might say, but was in fact one of the most famous of the English Romantic poets. He was born on the 4th of August, 1792, and he unfortunately drowned in a storm on the 8th of July, 1822. He produced most of his work in the last 4 years of his life, including one of his best-known poems, Ozymandias, which was published in 1818. A lot of people have heard of Ozymandias. They're familiar with the poem. A lot of my friends say it's their favourite. And it's a poem about power and the inevitable fate of those who power corrupts. And if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, there's a lot of you out there, the series looked at this very idea and might actually remember that it was read by Bryan Cranston's character Walter White in an episode that was actually called Ozymandias. And it was used in the trailer to the series as well. And the reading played out over a series of shots of the New Mexico desert. So if you have a chance to listen to the poem and watch the video as well, it is utterly chilling. But it's equally chilling just listening to it. So whether you've seen the show or not, I think Cranston's performance really brings home the theme of the poem. So have a listen.
I met a traveller from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions red which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things. The hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear: My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away."
That was Bryan Cranston reading Ozymandias by Percy Bysshe Shelley, who died on the 8th of July, 1822. And that was your literary moment today.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.